Right now, though, we got a little fun with country music, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, and it's always good to hear from the king. There are two kings, actually, a king and a prince, maybe. But the king, the two kings of the genre of bro country are, of course, Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryan. They are the best. They can never be topped. And when we speak of bro country, if you're a new listener or if maybe you're you don't recall exactly what we have done for the last year and a half or so, we have been breaking down these country songs because they all have the same themes. They all hit on the same elements. Truck, girl, beer, and or liquor, some sort of farm equipment or rural setting, farmland, mud, dust, jeans, boots, guns, hunting, fishing, and then
critters,
and then subtexts of Jesus and tobacco.
Jesus and tobacco?
Yes.
And if all else fails, if you can't get a hit after mentioning all of those, troops.
Yeah, you hit the troops. Well, Luke Bryan has a new record out. And he also has done several interviews promoting this new record. Now, the actual album doesn't come out until August. But the single, Kick the Dust Up, came out a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he did an interview with Rolling Stone talking about his musical maturation. Now, Luke is the king of party bro. He is, every song of his is this infectious anthem about partying and doing it the country way.
Right.
You know, that the only way to do it is down on a stream while you're skinning a catfish. It's never just a simple, hey, do you want to go grab some Mexican food and a margarita?
Right.
There has to be so much more involved with Luke.
And then, without fail, an amazing girl in a little tied-together checkered top and cut-off jeans just walks up out of nowhere.
Right. So he's been doing that now, and he's made trillions of dollars, and more power to him for doing it. But he says now, Danny, it's time to mature.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's moving on, Corby.
He says, I feel like as I get older, my music is going to naturally mature. And I think you'll see this in this album. Having released Kick the Dust Up yesterday, it's young and fun. But on this album, there are things that are of more mature subject matter.
Let's get one thing straight. Dude's about to turn 39. It's not like he's 21 or 22 singing about booze, and now it's time to grow up.
Yeah. So this is his growing up. Having released Kick the Dust Up, it's young and fun. But on this album, I have a song on there that really touches on the big picture of life.
I'd love to know what his definition is of that.
How generic is that, though? The big picture of life. He goes on to talk about his maturation. It's important to be me in terms of what got me to this point. Spring break was a very vital role for me as a person.
Crushing it.
This idiot has been influenced to the point where his life is defined by spring break?
You heard him.
Spring break made him what he is.
He admits that? That spring break?
Yes, he does.
He's made a 40-year-old man.
Yes, he does.
So he still looks at that week in March of partying balls in Cancun as the defining moment of his life.
Yes, it made him what he is. Without spring break, there's no him, Corby.
He says, this album feels like the right time for me to grow up, and I'll just let my heart take me down the route it needs to be. I'm not going to try to overthink it too much. I am who I am.
Okay.
So let's see how much he's matured. How much that he is reaching back and thinking about big picture stuff.
Right.
Well, no, we're not doing it yet here, and we got to unplug Mike's thing. This is Luke Bryan. This is the newest single. This is the grown-up Luke Bryan. This is the mature Luke Bryan. This is Luke Bryan, and with those elements that we mentioned, truck, girl, beer, liquor, farm equipment, rural setting, jeans, boots. Let's see how much he's matured. Here is Kick Up the Dust.
Come on. All week long, it's a farm in town. They're making them.
farm.
All week long.
Yeah, it's a farming town.
All week long, it's a farming town. They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with...
Mm-hmm. There's your gear.
You can't have a farm without tractors and plows.
Right.
So let's just squeeze those three in there in the first 9 seconds. 9 seconds.
They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, girl, kick it on back.
All right, now there was two-lane road back there. Does that count?
Don't think I'm not taking notes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, partying in the cornfield,
right?
Like everyone does.
That's always fun.
The cornfield. So, you know, when you're in there amongst the 10-foot stalks and you can't see anyone.
That's a party.
That's my kind of party.
Hey, we turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the full board and a bit of photo burning up a back row song.
Whew.
Four-door, back road.
Pedal to the floorboard.
Well, something
about a four-door going down an old dirt road.
Four-board, it'd have been a four-door, burning up a back road song. Pocket it with pile out, baby, watch your step now, better have your boots on.
Boots.
Oh, boots.
Mm. We are less than a minute into this gem of a mature Luke Bryan song.
We've already hit 10 references.
Keep the dust up.
And dust counts, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Mud,
it's the dust,
all
song.
Of that. Son of a bitch.
I'll out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on. Keep the dust up.
And by the way, this is a terrible song.
Yes, it is.
Like, beyond all, it's not even catchy. It's terrible.
Back it on up.
Back what up?
What up?
Your ass?
Are you
the
telling
tractor?
A girl to back her ass up in the cornfield? Is that what you're implying?
What else could it be when he says back it on up?
A plow?
Yeah, maybe that.
Fill your cup up.
What? Your what?
Fill your...
On up. Fill your cup up.
Fill your fluff up.
Let's tear it up, up. You kick the dust up.
Die.
And verse 2.
Turned up.
Bar downtown.
Barn.
Barn.
The first word.
Was it bar or barn? Either way.
Got a line of people way out the door.
Must be
$10
barn.
$10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear.
Oh, yeah, my God.
You're such. Yeah.
All right, so he's not going to go downtown because there's a line outside the door serving $10 drinks, and he doesn't understand. Can there not be a happy medium between moonshine in a cornfield
and $10 drinks?
You know what it's called? A bar.
Yeah.
A regular bar.
It's called Ships.
You don't have to grow your own moonshine and go to a cornfield.
But there's only, maybe there's only one in that town.
Well, if there's only one in that town, you think they got bottle service?
No, they don't.
In Cletus,
but they
Oklahoma?
They got a line out the door.
Bless it.
$10 drinks.
I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear.
Like this? This is the music you have for your ear?
Mm-hmm.
It's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there
God.
All he's doing here is just taking these things and just throwing them together.
He is.
There's no thought to this.
No. Would you like a recap?
I would.
We have worked in dust, farm, tractor, plow, two-lane road, girl, cornfield, four-door, floorboard, back road, boots, bar, drinks, jar of clear, diesel, and we missed Z71, which is a four-wheel drive package Chevy.
Is it really?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
And we're how far through this thing? Through this masterpiece?
Way too far.
It's, dude, we're done.
There's no turning back.
No, we've lost.
I promise you there will be a metal guitar solo, and then it'll break it down, and then come back to that really great chorus.
You think there'll be a guitar solo?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Of course.
Come on. Come on, suck with me.
Zip on cue.
Me down. Break it down. What'd I say?
Y'all will be
bridge.
Glad you did. Kick it.
Kick what? I'm going to kick you in your nuts, you piece of garbage.
Kiss it.
This is the man that says spring break was a very vital role for me as a person.
You're 40.
Yes. Spring break.
If you're going to have a party, do it in quiet, self-destructive darkness like the rest of the grown-ups. God almighty.
You can't. You got to do it in the cornfield.
God bless him for growing up. God bless Luke Bryan for maturing.
He's really, really matured.
We can only imagine what the next step will be in his maturity.
Way to go, Luke. Keep him coming, man.